Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we understand that finances can be confusing, but you don't have to face it alone, and you can have confidence for every financial decision. My name is Crystal Langdon. I'm a certified financial planner, qualified Kingdom advisor, founder of Crystal Clear Finances, and your host for the next 30 minutes. Well, this entire month, we have been focusing on business planning. We've been focusing on businesses and what we can do to help them become successful. Now, there are some of you that say, but Crystal, I don't have a business, so I don't think this applies to me. But if you listen and you look, you can see a common theme throughout there that the most successful business owners are the ones who understand themselves and have learned how to love their team and love their clients. And we can take that same principle of personal growth and we can apply it to our lives. You know, I look at one of the goals that I have for this year, it's to love my family, love my team, and love my clients. Because I believe that if I will love my family, love my husband and my son who works with me, my two daughters, my grandbabies, if I will pour love into them, no matter where they go, they're going to pour love into others. Now, the case with my son working with me, it does make it helpful that he's with me because then I'm going to love my team. And when I love my team, when they pick up the phone and they say, hi, welcome to Crystal Clear Finances. How can I help you? They really mean it. And if we can understand that whether we're running a business, we're running a church ministry, we're running our family, or hey, maybe it's just you and you're running your own life, we can understand that, all right, those principles can be applied in every situation. So today we're going to finish our series, but it doesn't mean that we don't work with business owners. It doesn't mean I'm never talking about businesses again, but it does mean we will move on to another subject next month. But I do want to encourage you that we have on April 24th at 8 a.m. in the morning, for those of you business owners who would like to come, who would like to understand what are the questions I need to be asking myself, what are steps I need to be taking in order to build my business, then come on out on the 24th at 8 a.m. We'll have some bagels. We'll have some food waiting for you. And we're going to give you 30 minutes of good, solid input so that you can successfully grow your business and impact the lives of those around you. But for today we're going to talk about guiding principles for business. And these are five that I really found interesting. I was recently at a conference, and Kevin Chalk, who is the senior business strategist at Charles Schwab, was talking, and I took a lot of what he said away, and I thought, this is just perfect. I happened to be talking about business on the radio. What a great opportunity to share some of the information he provided, because I felt like, yeah, that really touched on areas that can help. And one of the first areas that he brought out for business owners is that many times we will do effective planning for our clients. Now, I know as a financial planner, of course, that's what I'm going to do. But whether you're in a different business or different industry, we do plan for our clients, how we're going to put the new roof on, how we're going to design their kitchen, or whatever product it is. But here's the problem that I want to address with that. We do effective planning for our clients, but who's doing effective planning for the business? We're so busy working in the business. We're so busy interacting with customers that is anyone driving the ship? And it's so important that we have a written business plan. Now, relax. I'm not talking about a 52-page theology on how you're going to run your business. I'm just talking about a written business plan, and we'll go over that in detail in a moment. But a business plan that says, this is how I'm going to run my business. Moms, it's the same thing. How are you going to run your household? Okay, so take a lot of parallels here. So there needs to be a day-to-day process that you're writing down. I know in our office, I have set aside every Friday afternoon. And on Friday afternoons, I am not working on client products or client meetings or writing my client notes. What I'm doing is I'm working on my business. Is there anything that I need to be addressing with cybersecurity? Is there any filings that need to be happening? Are we on track on where we need to go with our client development, with our team development? What are areas in technology that I need to be addressing? This is all Friday afternoon. And then on Mondays, most of my time on Mondays is spent really saying, is the message of Crystal Clear Finances getting out to people so that they understand, hey, if you feel confused, this is where you come when it comes to finances, because we can take away all that mumbo jumbo jargon that's designed to confuse you, and we can help make it simplified so that you can see it in financial pictures. These financial pictures allow you the freedom to watch scenarios be run out and say, oh, if I make that decision, that's what's going to happen. So I'm going to make the other decision instead, because I think that we'll have a better outcome and we can run those projections. So when we look at effective planning for our business, we have to make sure, don't just do it for your clients. Don't just plan for your clients. Plan how you want your business to run, and then have a working business plan. Have a viable succession plan. Now, some of you, I know you're just getting started in a business. Building it to the place where you can sell it, wow, that seems so far down the road. But many of my business owners are starting to come in saying, Crystal, if I could find the right buyers. And so we're working with them to help find who are the right buyers for them. And when they're looking at this, they need a succession plan. How am I going to transition it? Under that same category of effectively planning for your business, besides the working model of it, besides the succession plan, is you've got to understand who your client base is so that you can meet their needs. I know sometimes it's easy to say, I'm going to serve everybody. But really, when we begin to look, who are we called to serve, then we can strengthen our skill sets in that area. And that's why effectively planning who your business is supposed to impact will help you be efficient and serve those people better. And then having a value proposition, that's part of establishing a plan for your business. So that's the very first one. And what would be the second area that we need to, when we're looking at principles for building a business and growing that business? Well, we want to have what I said mentioned just a moment ago, that client value proposition, which is basically a clear statement about the benefits that you're going to bring to the table for your ideal client. And what are they going to experience from you? I mean, think about this template. What you want to know, what is it that you do? If you can't figure out what it is you do, if you can't clearly articulate what you do, how in the world are your clients going to know? So you want to know, what do you do and who do you do it for? That's the second part of it. So you are specific in who it is. I work with a lot of faith-based individuals, and they are confused about money. And they're saying, Crystal, I'm making good money. I just can't figure out what's the right decision. Am I on track for retirement or not on track for retirement? And I love the third part of this. You ask, what is it that you do? Who do you do it for? And how will it make them feel? I think about two appointments that I had this week. They said, Crystal, I feel so much better. I knew if I could just come in and talk to you, I knew if I could just see the financial picture that we have and we could run a couple scenarios, I could walk away, and here's the word, confident. I could know, okay, I don't have to listen to the mumbo jumbo that's on the news and the panic that they sell or the fear that they sell or the greed that they sell, because I know what's happening. So when you look at this as a business owner, part of our responsibility, and I use that word correctly, it's a responsibility. If God has ordained you and anointed and appointed you to be a business owner, then get up and know who you are, take your authority in it, and then get your skill set where it needs to be and begin to communicate to those clients, because they are out there. You know, a lot of times people say to me, Crystal, well, aren't you concerned because you teach other financial advisors? You get on these big platforms. And I think the largest one now I've had is 2,000 people in the audience where I'm teaching 2,000 financial advisors how to be good advisors. They're like, aren't you afraid they're going to steal your clients? No. There is so many people that need help. We need 2,000 faith-based trained financial planners to help all the clients. And I think there's still going to be extra left over. So we've got to understand who God has called us to be and why he put us in that business and how to be the best we can be. Not, oh, I have to be better than everyone and I have to rip people down. It's just be who God ordained you to be and be anointed in it and really flow. You know, when I was thinking about how do I put together my value proposition, how do I look at what I do, I put down that we understand that finances can be confusing. Hence, you hear me say that every time. Finances can be confusing, and oftentimes, many decisions are faced alone and in uncertainty. But it doesn't have to be that way. You can have confidence for every financial decision. And that's why in our office, we remove all that financial verbiage that I believe is designed to cause confusion. And we illustrate financial concepts so that you can see the financial picture and literally watch how your decisions, we press the button and it plays through in these big pictures with the numbers, but pictures as well, to see, oh, that was the result of my decision. When I explain that to individuals, they say, okay, that's what I was looking for. Now, we have some that are like, no, not what I'm looking for. It's okay. Just be you. God ordained you to be the business person that you are. Be that person. Be the best version of you that you can. And that's where having that business plan of saying, okay, what am I going to do? And we'll get into that in a minute, can help you grow in that area. So one, you need to have effective planning for your business, not just for your clients. Two, you need to have a client value proposition, understanding who you are, who you're working with, and how you want to make them feel. And then the other thing that you want to do is, and I'm going to keep this under the value proposition, is you have to begin to see how your client sees you. Now, let me explain that a little bit different. You've got to seek to understand them. What are they going through right now? See, you can feel like, I bring so much value to the table. I am the best thing since sliced bread. But how does the client see you? Try to begin to look at things through someone else's eyes. When we get so caught up in trying to understand how we feel and what our thought process is and how what we're bringing to the table, you know, I was guilty of that. I was used to come to work and I would pray on the way to work, Lord, help me just do awesome for this client and help me do this and help my numbers to be spot on. Let me articulate that. I mean, it was help me, help me, help me the whole way up. And I thought I was doing the right thing because I put their name in my prayer. Till one day God said, hey, what if you just pray for them? Lord, help me understand what they're going through. Let their heart be open. Let this minister to them. Let me be able to answer whatever fears or concerns they have. Make sure that they feel closer to you than to me when they leave this meeting. And begin to literally plug them back into God while they're in my meeting. To me, I'm beginning to say, all right, what is that client coming in hurting and needing? Let's meet that need. And if the numbers help, that's great. What does that say? Be the Bible or preach the gospel and use words if necessary because your life shows it. Well, that's what is in the office. Yeah, I'll use numbers to prove this too, but how do I minister to you? The other part when we're looking about the value proposition and being valuable to our clients is we have to understand what life events are happening in their life right now. What are things that they're going through? You know, you've heard me talk a lot about the fact that this $30 trillion wealth transfer is coming. That hasn't left my heart. because I know that there are people out there that when this transfer comes, unless they receive the financial enlightenment, education, whatever you want to call it, the financial training, this will hurt them. The transfer will cause hurt, not prosperity, which is not what I think that God wanted with it. I think it was to bring redemption, right? It had a redemptive purpose. So I'm trying to look where the client's coming from. So as a business owner, when you're thinking, what is the value I bring to the table? Yes, it's important you know who you are and who you want to talk to and how you want to make them feel, and you be the best that you can be, and you be the anointed, you be the appointed. But hey, take a breath and think, who are these people that got in their car and drove to your work that are carrying fears and concerns within them? And find out how to meet that need. You do that, you've got a good business because it's built on meeting the needs of others. Now let's go to the third area. So the first one, remember, we want to talk about establishing effective planning for your business. We'll get into that in a little bit more detail in a moment. Second one was client valuation. Third one, though, is operational excellence. Now, if you've been listening every week this month, you'll know this is a big button for me. I think that there have been times where I've heard someone speak or I've gone somewhere and I've been like, oh, that's so awesome. And then I've wanted to do business with them. And what I got when I did business with them was different than what I saw on stage. There was like a disconnect, whether it was the people I interacted on their team were rude or I felt like I was bothering them to do business with them. Totally different than the vibe I was getting from the leader. And so one of the things when I talk about operational excellence is does your business have a smooth flow? Okay, you've met with this person. Then it goes to here. How does everything come together? We want to know that those operational pieces are in place and established. One of the things that we do in our office, we have this huge whiteboard, and I know, trust me, I do use technology, but there's nothing like an 8-foot-long whiteboard. And we have it divided up, and it shows this is what Crystal's role is, and this is what Fi's role is, and this is what the admin's role is, and this is what each person's role is. And what's nice is you can see the process of where everything's going. And once a week, we take time as a team and we get an update. And that way, if at any time I, as the owner, have a question, I just walk into there and I'm like, I can look at the board. I can see the lifeblood of my company on that board. I can see what's coming. I can see what's going. I can see where everything stands, where the hangups are. And it allows me to get a good temperature feel on my company. What are the processes you use? When someone calls your company, what happens? We have a system where it goes, okay, the call comes in. They get a 15-minute call with Crystal. If we proceed from there, then they're going to have a sit-down. We're going to create a financial plan. Financial plan, I'm going to bring Five in, and we're going to talk with that client, Five and I, in presenting that plan to them. That way, they've had the opportunity to meet Five, and they don't feel like, oh, I met with Crystal, and now I can't meet with Crystal. No. They see the teamwork that's there. And then from Five, we're going to walk through the processes of how do we make sure all the technology is updated, which is the next part. Still staying under point number 3 for operational excellence, technology plays a big role. Having a database. Do you have a database, business owner, that can let you know who your clients are, that you can pull the information you need, who is retiring, who is needing to take a required minimum distribution? Now, I understand you're probably not a financial planner watching this, but are other business owners, whether you're a roofer, a builder, or whether you have rental units, wherever it is, having a database of your clients can tell you, wow, most of my clients seem to be liking this area. if you're a pizza guy. Most of my clients or my customers, they order pepperoni. Okay, where's that draw come from? Where are those clients coming from? Okay, you're probably not going to have the same database that I do, but you can tell if all the calls coming in for that pepperoni pizza are from one area. Maybe you're going to canvas that area. There's so much you can do when you begin to get the data information and the technology down. Now, if you are in an area where, okay, you're dealing with people's finances, then the technology can help you with cybersecurity protection and different areas. Let's go to the next one. And the next one is going to be reputation and communication. To me, I was listening to Naomi Wynn, who happens to have a behavioral finance, Naomi Wynn, who is a behavioral finance analyst with Orion, thank you. She was talking about uncertainty provokes a stress response that makes the person seek info to bring clarity. It says humans don't like uncertainty. They would rather have pain than uncertainty. So I'm just going to pause there for a moment. People are so craving certainty, something they can count on, that they will sometimes believe a lie just so that they can put themselves at ease and feel like I have an answer, even though intuitively they know deep down in, this isn't true. And we've got to watch that, because your reputation and your communication with the client is not based on making them feel good. It is based upon bringing them truth and true solutions. Now, I know as a business owner, how does that relate with pizza? That can do something different with business and having a product to sell, being truthful. And I guess that does apply even to the pizza place. Being truthful, walking with ethics, keeping your word, maintaining the right reputation for being able to do what you said you would do, to me, that's priceless. We have to look at these areas and begin to understand that although it's easy, it's so easy when a client looks at me and says, everything will be okay, and I'm looking at the numbers, and I've done the financial plan behind the scene, and I have to sit down and tell them, if you retire now, here's a potential of what you may experience. And then to see the tears and to know that I've broken some dreams, but my responsibility is to care for them enough that I will speak truth so that when my yes is yes, then they can sleep good at night. When my no is like, I don't feel good about this, then they know there's something there they have to be careful about. No matter what you're selling, whether it's a financial plan, pizza, a roofing project, siding, solar panels, whatever it is we do, to operate with integrity, once you blow that, and you choose to just please people to make a sale, that's when the reputation goes downhill. That's when the ethics goes down. And that's where I believe the blessing goes down. It is when people can count on us. You know, I know this isn't in my show notes, but I think that part of being a leader is being willing to say hard things. It's being willing to say, hey, I've got to tell you no on this. And I know you won't like it. I know you might leave. I know you might find another financial advisor. But when I say yes, it's a real yes. Let your yes be yes, your no be no, and do not compromise on your reputation or your communication. Let's take a quick 60-second break, and we'll be right back with more Crystal Clear Finances. If a business is not run properly when it comes to retirement, will you be able to sell it? This is Crystal Langdon with today's financial gem. Business owners often count their business as their largest retirement asset, but in order for someone to buy it, It must be structured properly with a team that can carry the vision, diversified customers and products, and strong financials. Start with the end in mind and position your business so it can truly be a retirement asset. Call Crystal Clear Finances at 518-433-7181 and have confidence for every financial decision. And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. And I realized we got 4 minutes, but I needed a sip of water and a quick break. So thank you for your patience. And we will jump right back in. I'm so excited that you've been with me this month. I hope you can see the parallel between running a business, running a family, running a church, running a women's ministry. The things that we're called to do, they require us to be leaders. They require us to act with integrity, to be able to communicate effectively, to understand who we are and not be threatened by others, to have a plan for what we're doing and why we're doing it, to have an end goal. This is my purpose of why I've been put on this earth, to help these people, and I will do it to the best of my ability. Which actually brings us to the last point today, which is point number 5 of the 5 when we talk about 5 guiding principles. And again, I want to give credit to this to Kevin Chalk, the senior business management of Charles Schwab. A lot of this information were points that he brought out that I've been able to say, yeah, that works true in life. And the 5th one is people. When we think about the people, and I know you might say, yes, of course, Crystal, you need people to stay in business, and that's true. But what I was talking about was the people who are your team. Many times was I've coached business owners, I've stood on the stage, and afterwards you have people that are coming up, they're like, just one more question, Crystal. When do you know it's time to take the expense of adding another team member? Okay, adding another team member, while it will cost money, is not an expense. Your team member can be your greatest asset. Understanding the people within your group. You know, I think about the fact that my team members probably spend more time with me than they do their family. What has God called me to do in a situation like that? But to make an environment that when they leave, they can go home and bring the joy or the love or the good feelings from work home instead of, oh, I got to wait to get home to get away from this. Now, truth be told, wasn't always that way in my business, right? I was busy trying to get things done till God said, hey, maybe it's not the sale, Crystal. Maybe it's not even the clients. Maybe, just maybe, this is all about loving on the people I put in your path that are working with you every day. And when you begin to have that shift and begin to understand, huh, I'm not here just to grow assets. I'm not here just to get more clients. I'm also here to grow that person on the other side of the partition, the other person in the office. When we can begin to see people that are on our team as that they have been put there by God, then I think we've started to really understand the purpose. Like I said, I love my team. First, it's I love my family. I love my team. And then I love my clients. And if we put it in the right way, love God, love my team, love my family, love my team, love my clients, it just flows and everybody experiences a win-win. Well, we did it. We finished a month of talking about businesses, and truth be told, yeah, I got enough paper here that I could do a couple more sessions and then I could just talk freely about this for months because I love business. I love the impact that God allows it to have in people's lives. It removes ceilings. It causes kingdom growth. And I want to encourage you, if this is where you're at, to give us a call at 518-433-7181 and let's sit down and talk. Let's see what steps you need to be taking. And I encourage you to attend the April 24th, 8 a.m. Business Builder Breakfast. So join us again next week as we continue to provide you financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you and God bless. This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory and financial planning services are offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Crystal Clear Finances and Alpha Star are separate and independent entities. SEC registration does not constitute an endorsement of the firm by the commission, nor does it indicate that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.